Well, at university, my first degree was in mathematics and natural philosophy, and towards the end of that degree, Professor Sneddon announced to the class one day that he was trying to find a student who might be interested in working in the Royal Infirmary in the cardiology department, looking at techniques for analysing electrocardiograms using computers. So I had always had an interest in health physics, and I jumped at the opportunity. Met Dr. Laurie and Dr. Wright as they were at that time, and got the post of research assistant. So I started in the Royal Infirmary in 1964, on August the 1st, and was supervised as a research student by Professor Sneddon in mathematics and Dr. Laurie in cardiology. And we just started with a pencil paper and an empty room and took things forward from there. In 1966, the University Department of Medical Cardiology was formed with the support of the late Lord Fraser, and in 1967 I became an assistant lecturer in medical cardiology, and that really set me off in my university career. So for the past 40 years or thereabouts, I've been busy trying to find ways of successfully analysing ECGs by electrocardiograms, and we're still looking for the answer in many cases.